Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You guys have been great today. There's a lot of passion, a lot of people fired up about it. People that want to defend what they did, people who are frustrated at the deadline. We'll get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Just for the sake of conversation, Howie Roseman spoke yesterday, Eagles general manager. And for everybody who says, well, Brad's done a great job, they're right. But someone's done a better job. His name's Howie Roseman. Not going to be afraid to fail. No regrets. He's won 2 Super Bowls. That's what a guy who's won Super Bowls sounds like and acts like.
Okay. A little context in that as well. What were the additions that they made? They're on the defensive side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they ranked right now defensively?
You tell me.
Well, they're right around 18, 19
okay.
in regards to points, rushing, passing, total yards, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So is he making trades right now? Okay. Super Bowls are a part of his resume, so you can't argue that. But for right now, is he making trades because of some of the deficiencies he's had in the draft?
Yeah, I would say so. Look, I mean,
so he's really good at making trades and adding things to the roster, and he's obviously built Super Bowl rosters. But I would argue that, just like I said, there are things that each GM, each coach, each player, things they excel at, things that they could get better at. He could get better at the draft. He's really good at making trades. Brad Holmes is really good at the draft, certainly needs to be a little bit better at making trades.
Right, but I also don't want to characterize Howie Roseman as a bad drafter. He's also a very, very good drafter.
Well, and he's moved around a lot, too.
One of the things that I think he has done a really good job of is building draft capital. Like I think it was going into yesterday, he had 3 third-round picks that he could use as collateral to send to other teams, whereas Brad is the guy on draft day that's where he's aggressive at making trades. He always moves around the draft and goes and gets the guys that he thinks are going to be good for this team.
Yeah, I just would point out, like, the football team he built is still largely through the draft, and it's the combo of all of the tools in your tool belt that you have to use to win a Super Bowl, which he's successfully done.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm not sitting here saying Brad Holmes is greater than right. Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has 2 Super Bowls under his belt, and he's going after it. But the reason he is making these trades right now is because his defense is underperforming.
Yeah, their secondary is really hurt them this year.
Yeah.
I don't think DeJean and Mitchell have grown as players as they probably speculated. I will just say this. Look, he isn't afraid to make things uncomfortable on his roster. He's building the best roster he can. So he is not afraid to go draft Jalen Carter. The coach supports it. And another one they did that he gets very little credit for, Carson Wentz was the future, but he drafted Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same draft, he gets killed. He screwed up. He took Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. Like, he's got his misses.
Sure.
The same draft, though, it sure helps when you get Jalen Hurts in the 2nd or you get Jordan Mailata in the 7th. Like, he's done a tremendous job drafting. I almost don't even want to, like, you could argue 1A, 1B with him drafting with Brad Holmes. And then the difference is, I'll give up a first to go get A.J. Brown. Would Brad Holmes give up a first-round pick?
No, I don't think there's anybody that would say that.
His skin would melt before he would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll move in the draft to get guys who he believes are foundational pieces, and he's done well with that. But in terms of letting Brad cook, it was a pot of water sitting over the stove, and it boiled and evaporated yesterday. There was no aggression. There was a fear of failure. What if I give up too much?
But it could also be the fact that the guys that they were calling on, that they would have been able to get, maybe they weren't as good as Wasika or Skipper.
So you think they only targeted guys?
Oh, no. I think I'm saying the guys that were available. Okay. I don't know that Betonio was available. I don't know that other guys
Zeitler
that they would have...
Zeitler or Wyatt Teller.
Yeah. And Zeitler might have been available, but we heard from Dan yesterday, we don't want to mess with Tate Ratledge and moving him to center or moving him to the other side.
I'm not going to speak out of turn here because I don't study offensive line tape the way that you or TJ Lang would. TJ brought up the guard Simpson for the Jets.
Right.
And we knew everybody was available on the Jets yesterday.
Yes.
So my point is, like, the idea of, well, Brad couldn't make any moves. Well, how do you know? How do you know that there weren't moves to make that he just didn't pull
right.
the trigger
yeah.
on?
You don't know, and the converse is true.
Yeah. But all that really matters is, did you deliver or not?
Right, and
did
he didn't.
Did you let your team down by leaving this offensive line to languish? The answer is yes. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Troy, or Mike and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I agree with Tom this morning. I had to go to an emergency meeting that Brad Holmes gets a pass. So does Steve Yzerman. And even though Scott Harris has been a couple of years, people want to rip on him. But, John, I was at the game on Sunday, and you can say this if you do or not. Eric Decker should not have been playing. I watched Penny Sewell limp off the field hundreds of times. He was limping. He stayed in the game. But if they don't get that offensive line corrected soon, Goff is going to get killed. I mean, the last three games, he's gotten hit harder in the last 5 years. The rookies are the rookies, but Glasgow's got to play better, and Decker shouldn't even be in the lineup. This is a disaster waiting to happen. I said that this year when they lost Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. Everybody's like, yeah, it's no big deal, but we lost Frank. But this is a disaster, guys, and it's going to happen real soon if they don't get it corrected.
Well, I agree. I mean, if Goff keeps getting hit, at some point, he's going to be the one that gets up limping. And trust me, you don't want to make him less mobile.
And I don't think he gets enough credit for being a tough quarterback because, he's a California guy or whatever. He's kind of a demeanor that doesn't give off toughness.
Oh, I think he's as tough as anybody else on the team.
Oh, he's incredibly tough. He takes a ton of hits. You're right. He doesn't avoid a ton of hits. So when he does get hit, he gets right back up. He hasn't missed any significant time, knock on wood, since he's been here in Detroit.
Year.
Yeah.
His first year he missed a
little bit.
Games.
A little bit. But he is a tough quarterback. What I don't want to do is put that to the limit and put it to test it to its limits.
Right.
Let's get to Steve in Rochester Hills. Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, with what you were saying, John, everything is a no until you ask, right? And I don't trust that Brad Holmes is asking other teams this guy become available because he's not willing to give up. Like you guys even said, a first-round pick. It's two first-rounders if it's going to give you the right guy. And our bread and butter for the last 3 years has been our offense. And right now we don't even have an offensive line that's going to carry this team where in the last 2 years it has. And I agree with you, John. If you're counting on the trade, the trading market to be where you're going to find the guys to fill these gaps, especially offensive line, you're not going to. And so what happens is they knew this. They knew how Decker was. They had to have an inkling what was going on with Ragnow. And now you got, you know, even the last couple of years, Glasnow's not been that great. And then you move him over to center from guard. And I'm sorry, guys, if we get a good right guard, you move Ratledge over and at least you got a good right guard now and the other guy can learn. But he was counting on, Holmes was counting on that the rookie was going to be, you know, awesome. And he's played well, but not awesome. And then he was hoping that the second year guy was gonna you know, turn it on. And now he's hurt. And guys, we're hoping for a change, but we haven't changed anything. So for me right now, I'm like at a seven in disgust. And I'll tell you, Brad Holmes, he doesn't deserve a pass. No one deserves a pass. Because he's had opportunity, and this isn't his first year. And right now, I'm just really they're taking opportunities that don't come along very often, especially for the Lions, what, every 30 years? And they're throwing them out. and they're not giving the team everything it needs, and they're hoping and praying that all these other guys are going to bring it up a notch. Well, guess what? The guys, everyone on the team has brought up a notch. You need to bring new guys in that are going to bring the rest of everything else up to that next level.
Yeah,
and
Steve,
I give the Philadelphia GM.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What about the Philadelphia GM?
Right. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's you're sending in your troops shorthanded.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Into battle, and like, yeah, maybe they're going to fight, and I know they're going to fight, and maybe they're going to be victorious, but you've let them down by sending them into battle shorthanded now.
Right, and I think some of the numbers offensively are a little bit misleading. Number two in scoring. Well, when you play the Bears and you put up 52, you play the Bengals and you put up 37, and it might even throw the Ravens defense in there at 38 because of the way that they have played this year. Like, it throws off the numbers. And they're top 10 offense in rushing, top 10 offense in passing, total yards, number two in scoring. But when you're looking at those teams, like, it's a little bit of a padded stat that it's not telling the real story.
Well, and beyond that, I think you can dig a little deeper and find some troubling stats. So they're 15th in the NFL in yards per carry. Average run game. Well, that's not a good recipe for the way this team wants to win. It's put them in a lot of third and longs. Well, where are they on third down? Near the bottom of the league at 25th. Okay. How about your quarterback? On pace to be sacked more this year than any year of his career. Like, those are the things that are going to be indicators of future problems. I mean, they're already problems, but it's going to make those stats that you referenced of, hey, top five here, top 10 here, hard to sustain those when you're losing up front. 248-539-9797. And I do want to stress to people, the season's not over. We're not saying the season should be canceled. We're disappointed, frustrated. Those are some of the words we've used today. This football team is going to get back on the horse, and they're going to play more football games. And they're going to have to fight, and they're going to have to scrap, and they're going to have to claw, and it's going to play into the grit stereotype. But it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to win with the way they're constructed and the way they're playing up front. It's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.